If you are a leader and a man that's wrestling with the thought of being more effective in your leadership and relationships, you're probably thinking, what's the point of me being in tune with my emotions? That's for weak people. You're wrong. Allow me to suggest this thought. What if your bottled emotions and negative self-talk is the only thing standing in your way to becoming the man, the husband, the father, the leader, the businessman that you were created to be? Knowing yourself can help you do this. Eliminate the destructive thought patterns that feed future suffering. It'll help you stop thinking in ways that make you feel bad in the future. It'll give you an increased capacity to identify, understand, and tame the self-sabotaging beliefs, thoughts, and feelings and habits that are robbing you of your joy. Stick around until the end of this video because I truly believe that you will walk away with all these results. Let's go back to the third grade for a moment. Can you see the crayons and construction paper? Can you smell the Elmer's glue and Play-Doh? You can picture this. You see a classmate, let's name him Billy. He was making a horse out of clay, and at one point, one of the girls sitting at his table looks over at his creation and says, "That's weird. That looks nothing like a horse." And Billy's shoulders sank. He Hulk smashed and destroyed the clay horse and put the clay back in the bin, and you never saw Billy doing a project that again. He spent the rest of his life believing he wasn't capable of being creative. This makes me think, how often does this happen in our life? You may hear the story and find yourself in Billy's shoes. Have you experienced that? Has someone in your life, whether it's a loved one or a friend, discredit your inner genius? Did this make you feel inferior or lesser as a result? Don't let the past negative voices stop you from living your most creative and fulfilling, purpose-driven life. If you have already fell into this trap, don't worry, friend. The way forward is to first look back, to find the root, to recognize, yes, to recognize the first R and the five R's to discovering your true identity, to recognize the story and the pattern that you have adopted in your life that no longer serve you and the calling and the purpose on your life. What lies have you been believing your entire life? You're dumb, you're slow, you're too average to make any kind of impact. No one will ever listen to you. Just shut up. No one's ever going to follow you. No one's ever going to believe what you have to say. Do you believe that? Can you relate to that? I know I can. You see, the moment you become aware of these lies and limited belief systems in your life, and you see that your current situation isn't fulfilling your purpose and true identity and interest anymore, that is the very moment that you begin to truly start living. Do you currently suffer from an identity crisis? Man, I know I can relate. And I can even think back to a time that I got to a point when I looked in the mirror, I saw a stranger looking back at me. I saw someone that bought into that lie, the false narrative of perfection. I looked all put together on the outside, but on the inside, I was slowly deteriorating. It was like a poorly done crown tooth. You know, the outer shell is pearly white, but the inside starts to smell rotten and is on its way to death. I had lost who I was, trying to be who I thought I had to be for everyone else, except for God and for myself. Then as I began to dive into the Word of God, He began to do a work on me from the inside out. I think about the story of the prodigal son. We see there was a man that had two sons. One decided to cash out on his inheritance and went buck wild until he found himself so low as he was eating with the pigs. So he ran home, and surprisingly, he was met with the open, loving arms of his father. Then in the corner was the other brother who was faithful all those years, this whole entire time. And he was so salty over this homecoming. over the celebration. And honestly, I found myself not in the prodigal shoes, but in the brother's shoes. I found myself getting bitter instead of better, seeing those that seemed to be doing everything wrong, but were getting praise for it. And in the moment that they turned around, everyone was cheering for them. And thank God that I've gotten better in this. And regardless of which side you may fall on the story, there's room to grow and change for good. I want to close today's video with this question. What do you not want us to know about you? I've been on this great journey working on myself for almost a decade now, and I have a men's group that has been established around about 2 years ago. For this time, we get together week after week to challenge, support, and champion each other. We develop our emotional, spiritual, and mental intelligence. And we began to do this exercise like this. We sat in a circle of about 10 men, shoulder to shoulder, looking into each other's eyes. Then each man will say that phrase, "What I don't want you to know about me is," and share something he was ashamed or embarrassed or hiding. And the others would only listen. Everyone had their chance to speak. And we do this week after week for years. I encourage you to find that type of community, that type of brotherhood, that type of circle. If you were looking for that, I'd love for you to join us as we begin to develop this virtual version of this. You can be one of the first to hear about it when it's ready by clicking the link in the description and signing me up for my newsletter. When you sign up for this email newsletter list, you'll also get the downloadable version of the full guide for all five of these R's that will really help you find your true identity and become the person that God has created you to be. And it starts with this first R that we've started with today, recognize. There are even deeper self-reflection questions that go through that I didn't get to share today. And also, you'll want to definitely watch for the next few videos coming and even the video before this where I gave an overview of all the steps. It's going to help you build on this as we dive into the other four R's. And as always, friend, I love you. I'm praying for you. Now let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.